Now listen, I want to clarify as we begin this here that I want to have a civil conversation, dialogue, I guess you could call it an argument, but I don't want people to get like offended, but there's going to obviously be some feelings hurt.
Really?
Yes.
This is going to get heated?
I suspect it could be. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before, but I would love for you to call in as soon as you hear the question with your answer. 317-239-1009. And the question is this, and I'll explain why. I want to know, in your opinion, what is the best Disney movie of all time? Like, like that's tough. There's a lot of great ones out there, but I want to hear from you. 317-239-1009. And on Twitter, Joe and Alex Show. We'll throw it up on Facebook. Facebook Radio Now, it's 100.9. You search for that and like it. Here's why I bring this whole question up, Alex. Disney has big plans, they say, for the next 5 years, and they're actually letting us know kind of ahead of time. The film studio just released an outline for their movies for the next 5 years in March, and they've updated it since then, according to an insider. Here's what we can expect to some of them. I don't have time for all of them, but Marvel superhero movies, several sequels, and a few more Star Wars films. I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. My wife is. I'm excited. Do you want to see this movie, Christopher Robbins? You want to see Christopher Robin?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be coming out. It's a Disney live-action Winnie the Pooh film. It'll hit theaters Friday, August 3rd. And moviegoers in the UK got to wait a little bit, but I don't care. We're in America. This will be interesting. The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. Keira Knightley will lead Disney's The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, playing the Sugar Plum Fairy. Helen Mirren, who does everything great, will also be in there. And Morgan Freeman, too. They'll be in that movie. I did not see a date on there, but sometime within the next 5 years. I assume.
So those are live action, though. But
yes.
The question, what's the best Disney movie of all time? I mean, are you talking about, like, the animated ones?
I think that's good, but also, like, what about Bedknobs and Broomsticks? What about Mary Poppins? We're going to go back in the day. Speaking of that, they're going to come out with a Mary Poppins movie, too. Also, there's going to be a Toy Story 4 set for June 21st, 2019, and Frozen 2. Oh, my gosh.
Let me tell you something.
This right here, come on.
I'm going to say something that is going to shake people up.
Well, be careful what you say.
I think Frozen is extremely overrated. I, first of all, hate this song. Second of all, I don't get it. The best character in Frozen is Olaf.
I agree. He's the man.
He's the best in the movie. I think the movie itself is not as good as everyone made it out to be. I think Moana is way better. I think Coco is even better than both of those.
No, I'll agree Coco is better.
I bawled my eyes out watching Coco the other day on Netflix. Bawled my eyes out. So good. Frozen was just so-so for me. And this song gets on my nerves.
Why don't you just let it go? Okay? Why don't you let it go? All right, everybody is calling in for this one. 317-239-1009. We will talk to you next. Also, Facebook Radio Now 100.9 and on Twitter, Joe and Alex Show. What is the best Disney movie? We're ready to battle.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
A lot of people have given Alex heat because she says the best Disney movie of all time is Frozen.
No, I said it wasn't at all. I think it's one of the worst, actually.
Oh, it's not that bad.
I would say for me, best, it's really a tie between Beauty and the Beast and Mulan. Those would be my two very favorite. And I'm thinking, here's what I'm keeping in mind when I think best Disney movie. You got to think of the characters, funny moments, touching moments, songs. So all of that, I feel like Mulan and Beauty and the Beast embody all of those.
All right. I would say, like, within the past 5 years, the ones I've seen, and you said you liked it too, Coco. Did you see yours on Netflix? Where'd you see it?
It's on Netflix right now.
Watch it on Netflix. You're going to cry. It's good, though. Crying's a good thing. Check it out.
It's incredible.
317-239-1009. Also, hit us up on social media because we can't get to everybody. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. We'd like to know what you think is the best Disney movie. They kind of announced their next five-year lineup and a lot of good stuff coming out. Hey, Mickey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What is your Disney movie?
My Disney movie favorite is Tarzan.
Really? That's a rare one, I think.
Yeah.
I like the songs, the characters, and for some reason, now that I have a child, I watched it again, and I couldn't believe how easily I started crying over that movie.
Is this water sanitary?
Right, that's my favorite part. Oh, I totally agree with you, Alex. Frozen is totally overrated.
Yes.
Hey, whoa, whoa. You know, by the way, it doesn't have to be this is good, this sucks. You two are ruining this fun Disney moment.
No, I don't get why everyone thinks it's so good.
Yes, I'm like, I was disappointed in her scenes of doing her Frozen stuff. It was so lame. And then the song. I don't like the lady's voice. It sounds annoying.
Yep.
Award-winning annoying.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean, the little girl, I think she was 11, I've seen on YouTube, who sung the song way better than she did.
Hey, I agree with you 100%. I love that you came at us with Tarzan. That's great.
Mickey, I love you, but we got to let you go. I can't take this kind of beating on Frozen. Bring on Frozen 2. Joe, first of all, great name. What's your Disney movie?
Good morning. I would have to agree with Alex. Beauty and the Beast is one of the greatest movies of all time. I would have to say, though, Dumbo is very, very good.
Dumbo's so good, and that makes me want to watch it. I haven't watched it in a while. That's a great one.
Last time I had it, it was on VHS.
Yes, yeah.
Me too.
Had to rewind that bad boy. And there's actually, I believe, it's kind of same thing, kind of like a live action, but they're going to have like another Dumbo movie coming out.
What is it about? What is it about Dumbo for you?
You know what? I think it's the musical rendering that they have in there. I really just think it's great. And it, you know, it's a cartoon. It's great for kids. I love the characters and the music, though. Great, great, great.
Good stuff.
I always got bothered by Dumbo because my name, of course, is being Joe, and some people think I'm dumb, and my like kids in school used to call me Dumb Joe.
Well, you know, I've gotten all that, too.
Joe, man, we appreciate you listening, and thanks for calling in, voicing your opinion this morning, buddy.
Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Mercedes is on the Joe and Alex show. Mercedes, I see this on my screen, but I don't even know what the heck you're talking about. What's your Disney movie?
The Aristocats.
The what?
The Aristocats!
What is the Aristocats? What is this?
You haven't seen that?
No, I've never even heard of the Aristocrat.
It is the best movie.
Does it involve cats?
It's about cats, yes.
Is this like a poor man's spinoff of 101 Dalmatians?
Everybody wants to be a cat.
Yes!
I can't believe you've never seen that, Joe. It's about a bunch of like rich prissy cats and then some poor cats that come together.
My wife's going to make me watch it this week because she subscribes. Is anybody, by the way, listening, subscribe to like the Disney archive thing? Because we have so much money wasted.
What's that?
Ask Lindsay about it. She'll tell you about how we waste all of our money of her getting like, oh, coming out of the archive for a limited amount of time. Of course, it'll be back in a year, but for a limited amount of time. I don't know. We have every freaking Disney thing. We just got another thing in the mail. Like, they send it to you like every month
like
or two.
Like a DVD?
Yes. It's like, oh my, with bonus features.
What? What is this? I want to watch.
I don't know. I try to pretend it doesn't arrive at our house and then I'm paying for it. So, hey, thank you for calling in, Mercedes. We appreciate it. Let's do one more. Layla on the Joe and Alex show. What's your movie?
It's Wreck-It Ralph. I love it so much.
What do you love about Wreck-It Ralph? I saw that and I thought it was cute.
First off, as a gamer, it's awesome to finally see a video game movie have some good representation. I love the characters. I love the plot. It's super adorable. And Penelope is a great addition to the princess lineup.
I love her, too. Yeah, I like her, too. There is going to be, it's in the second Wreck-It Ralph movie where all the princesses are like in it, right?
All of them in one room. Yeah. And they question her what makes her a princess.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that preview when I went to go see The Incredibles, too. Super, super great.
No, I kind of want to see that. Yeah, Ralph Breaks the Internet. That's what you're calling it.
Yes.
Wreck-It Ralph number 2 comes out November 21st, actually this year, 2018.
Sweet. I'm going to go see that during Thanksgiving break.
All right, awesome. Hey, thank you so much for your calls. If you couldn't get through, Joe and Alex show, you can hit us up. Let us know on our Twitter.